Why do I keep doing this to myself? Giving my heart to someone else who can't seem to comprehend and just pretend to love me the way that God loves me. Oh, the way that God loves me. Why do I keep doing this to myself? Giving my heart to someone else who can't seem to comprehend and just pretend to love me the way that God loves me.
God loves me.
The way that God loves
me. But I bathed in the mire, submerged myself in the decay of the world, making bad decisions over and over again, drenching my pillow with tears again, thinking the void could be filled by a man, a man who blackened my eyes, demolished my pride, as he daily belittled my self-esteem. With each raise of his hands, I had to muffle a scream. But I don't have to stay here, trapped in my pain here. My Redeemer conquered death, hell, and the grave. Yahweh lives, so my soul can be saved.
The way that God loves me, yeah, the way that God loves me, the way that God loves me, why do I keep doing this to myself, giving my heart to someone else? Who can't seem to comprehend and just pretend to love me the way that God loves me.
I can rise from the dark clouds that were weighing me down, shake off the chains that were keeping me bound. I can use my broken pieces to encourage someone else, speak life to a situation, release my brother, my sister from a state of depression. Cause you don't have to stay here, trapped in your pain here. Jehovah lives. You too can be saved.
Why do I keep doing this to myself? Giving my heart to someone else who can't seem to comprehend and just pretend to love me the way that God loves me. The way that God loves me.
Good morning. Good morning. Good morning. How are you today? This is Maria Wall. We appear to have some feedback. Hold on one moment. Good morning. Now, much better. Welcome, welcome to this edition of the Sunday Morning Inspiration. I am your host, C. Maria Wall, a.k.a. the mediator and realist, the Shiro at your Ground Zero. Welcoming each and every one of you to this another session of our Sunday morning inspiration. As always, we're going to begin with our breathing exercises. So I'm pretty sure that most of you have gotten into your favorite spot. Lie back, sit back. Let's get ready to start our program. Eyes closed, just relax. Allow my voice to guide you on this journey. Eyes closed, we're ready to start our breathing exercises. Everyone, so let's inhale. Now exhale. Let go of all of that frustration and tension you've been pulling around with you in the past week and beyond. It's time to let that go. So let's inhale this positively charged air and exhale the negative. Let's inhale. Now let's exhale. I want you to continue to sit back and lie back for the remainder of our show, because I sense that so many of us have had a really, really rough week last week, and we're going through some things in this world right now. We are being tried and tested almost every day of our lives. We need to hold fast to God's unchanging hand, and we need to be in the company of like-minded individuals who are on the same mission that we are on, who are walking the same path. The saying goes that no one person is an island. When we gather in the name of the great I Am with the people, something supernatural happens, people. Something supernatural happens. When God's people come together in worship, we leave with a sense of freedom that has no description or name. Now, you tell me if I'm wrong, but we leave with that sense of freedom. We are lighter than air because we have been in the company of people who helped carry us to the throne so that we could take our burdens to the Lord and leave them there. We have become stronger and wiser through the power of the gathering of positive, inspirational, and motivational people in the midst. This is when we are at our best. We cannot do it alone. God did not intend for us to do it alone. God charged some of us to lead. He charged others to support. But he told us to come together. This week's inspirations, Matthew 18:20. For where two or three are gathered in my name among them. Let me say that again. That is so powerful. For those of you who don't believe, here it is again. Matthew 18:20. For where two or three are gathered in my name, there I am among them. And if you think you can do it alone, how about Proverbs 27:17? Iron sharpens iron, and one man sharpens another. Let me say that to you again, because I don't think some people are listening to me today. Proverbs 27:17. Iron sharpens iron, and one man sharpens another. We have to come together. There are so many people out here who think that, oh, I need to make a name for myself. I don't need to align with this person. And they'll run around to every conference, every this, that means absolutely nothing, because to the conference facilitators, they're just someone who paid for a ticket. So So they're continually aligning themselves with people who are not quite on the same mission. Their mission is to talk the talk, take your money, and then walk. I didn't say walk the walk or walk the talk. I said walk, because guess what? They're moving on to the next venue to do the same thing. We have to have so much discernment in this world, people. We have to have our eyes wide open, not wide shut. Our ears have to be listening, not just hearing. Our ears have to be listening, and we have to question what we see. We can't do that if we're making all these decisions by ourselves. It doesn't happen that way. You know, a little secret, when I decide to align with people, it is for a reason, a season, a lesson, or a lifetime. Some people, our paths have crossed a million times, and I finally decide maybe it's time for us to see if we can work together. Maybe I'm missing out on a blessing. But when they show why we never should have worked together in the first place, that question is answered for me. It's answered by their actions. When we gather together, we have to gather with the right people. I didn't say gather with people. Anybody can gather in a group. But if they're not a group that's in alignment with you're supposed to be doing, with your purpose, with your walk with the Lord, then they're not the people you need to be aligned with. We need to be in the presence of the people who will encourage, enlighten, and motivate us, who will uplift us in His Word, who will support us on our journey. Not everyone is meant to be on our roads. They're certainly not meant to be traveling in our lanes. Where two or more gathered and they're all the wrong people, guess who is not among them? But guess who is? Some of us, we continually align with the wrong people, and then we get mad with God and wonder why things are falling apart and things aren't happening. It's because we are continually aligning with the wrong people. When we gather together, we have to gather with the people who are on the same road that we are on, the same people who are walking in Jesus' path for us. We have to be on the road with the right people. If we don't have the right people with us, everything is going to go wrong. No matter what you try to do, you're one among many. You can't do it by yourself. For where two or three are gathered in my name, there I am with them in His name. Not in her name, not in their name, not in your name, not in my name, but when we are gathered together in His name. You don't have to listen to me. Matthew 18:20. For where two or three are gathered together in my name, there I am with them. Proverbs 27:17. Iron sharpens iron, and one man sharpens another. When we come together, we walk together, we talk together, we praise together. Guess what? When you come out of there, you are together. You walked in broken, but when you are in alignment and you are in the presence of people who are there to help you, who understand, who know what God's purpose is for us and where we need to go and who we need to be with to get there, you come out feeling fresh. You come out feeling alive. You come out with your sense of purpose and meaning and direction. But when you walk in there, you may walk in alone. But then when you are surrounded by those who gather together in His name, you can draw from that energy. You can feel that positive. You can feel it. It's there with you. And when you leave, you come out whole. So many of us, we get torn down all during our week. We're broken by the weekend. We're tired. Some of us are so disgusted and disenchanted, disappointed, disassociated, want to diss the world, complain about this and that. This is the time when I want you to think for a minute. Who are you aligning yourself with? Who do you have to call on to help you gather your best pieces and build yourself a new masterpiece in yourself? Who do you have? When we gather together in His name, He is among us. He gives us everything that we need to create new masterpieces, to move forward. We're not here to be broken. Our God wouldn't put us here just to be broken pieces for His amusement. Each of us has a journey. Each of us has a destiny. I speak about this often. So many people live and die. And some live long lives without living one day in their purpose. Some people have convinced themselves, others have convinced them, we're here to be children. We grow up. Some get jobs, go to college. Some get married, some don't. We grow old. And we die. That's not it. We have to be in the company of people. And not just people who are seeking like we are. We need to be in the company of those people who God has charged to be the beacons. Because many of us are still the souls lost in the darkness. We need to find the beacons. Because I always say, you can get a group of positive people and they'll talk about hopes and dreams for the rest of their lives. You have to align with positive, accomplished people. Because they've been down that journey. They paved that road. You have to align with those that will take you further than where you are standing right now. And many of us are still standing in stagnant waters. We're still standing in stagnant waters. So you think about it, picture it. You're standing in that stagnant water. Person is standing next to you and say, well, if I ever get out of here, I'm going to do so-and-so. And I'm going to do, yeah, I thought about that too. And so-and-so. But neither is working on a plan to move forward. And you're comfortable in that surrounding because this is someone who understands what you're thinking. So you align yourself with that person because they have a like frame of mind. But it's more to it. There's more sides to this. They have to have a like vision. They have to have a like purpose, which is to get out of that stagnant water. And the vision is to figure out ways that will help you to get out of that stagnant water. So that's the difference between being with people who are just talking and people who are visionaries, who've come through that path, who were in that same stagnant water before you, but they're not there now. So when we gather together, know who we are gathering with. Back in the day, I used to say, I didn't belong at every party. I didn't belong in every clique because those people were doing things and they were saying things and talking about other people and you know, partaking in other illegal acts or whatever that I was not a part of. I grew up in a very Bible Belt, Bible State almost family. They could have been their own state. I was afraid of everything for a host of reasons. If I did anything wrong, I thought God would come down and step on me and squash me like a little ant. And as I grew older, I knew what was missing from my life. I knew what I was craving for, what I had a hunger for. And for years, even when I found out what my purpose was, I was running from it. And there were times when I got tired of being alone and tired of doing everything myself and tired of having people to say, well, I don't know how to do anything on the internet and I don't know how to do this. Can you show me? But you had come on board because you claim you had all of these expertise. But when it comes down to doing something, I'm still doing everything myself. So that told me that I was not aligned with the right people. Sometimes God will put you in the presence of people to teach you who not to have in your circle. It's okay to say no. It's okay to walk away. Because so many people who decided that they could do things better by themselves are still at ground zero. They show pictures of them going to this conference and that conference, and they're getting these things and all these accolades for things that don't matter in the real world. I don't go to everything that I'm invited to. I don't accept every award that means nothing. Then you have to pay to get in. You're not really. They invite you as a special guest as long as you pay for your own ticket, and then you probably have to pay for your own award too. No. I'm a realist, people. This is what's going on out here. These are the things that most people don't want to talk about. I'm C. Maria Wall. I can talk about whatever I want. We have to talk about the things that we keep in the dark in order for us to move forward. Not one show that I have ever done, not one speaking engagement that I have ever done, where people have not contacted me afterwards and said, oh, my gosh, you said what I was afraid to. You spoke my life that I could not speak for myself. You want me to speak for you? This is what I do. Send me a message. Send me a note. I will read your pain, and I will address it and pray for you because you have to release it. You have to release everything that you're holding in that's keeping you back. And if you're holding in all of these things that have hurt you, that have held you back, you don't have space for the people who need to be in your circle to come in. We have to release it into the atmosphere. Let it go. And when I say it, whatever it is, person, place, or thing, if you have to let it go in order for you to grow, ready, set, let it go, now grow. Amen? Yeah, it's my quiet time because I want you all to let this simmer for a minute. Nothing's good than a good simmered broth where all the flavors and everything come together and they get deep into that mixture, and when it hits your palate, it's so pleasing. So when we are walking, talking, and gathering together with the right people who belong in our circle, it's pleasing. It's so pleasing. So this was today for us to gather together, walk it out, plan it out, talk about it. Let's go. As my tagline says on my website, ready, set, let's grow. Our time is now, people. Might not have a chance tomorrow, so we have to start working on getting it right. Right now, here today. Won't you walk with me? Drop me a line. Share this show. Someone needs to hear this. Yes, I'm heard all over the world, but pass this along because you have friends or family members or loved ones or neighbors or someone who needs to hear this show. They need to hear these words. They need to realign and reassign. We need this. I love walking in my purpose. I fought it for years and thought that I wasn't worthy for this challenge. But I love walking in my purpose. It's pleasing, not only to me, but to God. What is your purpose, and are you really living, breathing, and walking in it? And if you're not right now, it's time for you to find the people who will be your inspiration, motivation, and support. There's many of us out here. You just need to extend your hand. And you might have to weed through some mess, but we're here. You're going to find the people that you need sooner or later. So I want to thank you for being here with me today for another session of the Sunday Morning Inspiration. You know, yesterday I had the pleasure of doing a show taping for a show called The Gathering Place with Brother Thomas Farr. It was a wonderful taping of great people gathering together to spread a message. It was all about Christian singles. No matter your age, this is something that we need to talk about. And again, when you're a single, you need to be in the presence of like-minded people who are on the same mission. Because we can so easily fall into different traps and become prey for certain predators. So as always, before we go, if you'd like to reach us, every place that we can do, you can find us on my website, www.cmariawall.com. And as always, I want to pray each and every one of you enough. I pray you enough sunshine to brighten your rainy days. And I also pray you enough rain to make your gardens grow beautifully. And I pray enough smiles to turn the frown that you've been carrying around upside down. But most of all, I pray you enough strength and courage to face whatever may be coming your way from this point and beyond. Join us on most Saturday evenings at 9 p.m. Eastern Time for the regular Healing Through Hurt iTalk radio show. And, of course, here at 8 a.m. on Sunday mornings for our Sunday Morning Inspiration. Both the Healing Through Hurt iTalk radio show and this, our Sunday Morning Inspiration, are sponsored by the Wall Foundation Incorporated, which is an IRS-approved and recognized 501c3 nonprofit. The year is coming to an end, people. We need donations for socks, coats, clothing, some toys for children. But the most things that we need are socks and coats, hats, gloves, and clothing for those in need. If you'd like to get involved, there's a way for you to write to get involved or make a donation on my website, of course. And if you need to talk to us, 202-618-2556. As always, I want to remind you to continue to pay it and pray it. I want to continue to remind you to pay it and pray it forward. We had a little bit of a glitch in the system again. This is the third Sunday that the system has gone haywire right before showtime, but guess what? Satan was defeated again. Amen. You heard the message. You got what you needed. Amen and amen and amen. I tell you, our God is an awesome God. And as I always say, I'm not a minister. I don't proclaim to be one. God just sends me messages that I need to share because of experiences throughout the week that I've either gone through myself or I've witnessed. This is just part of my purpose to pass along the lessons to the people. I want to thank each and every one of you. When I've been sick, and you all know I have some health issues, when I'm down, you give me the best words of encouragement, the best prayers. That's because when we gather together, God is with us. I want to thank you for helping me and encouraging me when I get tired and some days I feel like throwing in the towel. I want to thank you for encouraging me and helping me to continue to move forward. Special shout out to all of my members of the Relationship Recovery Group over on Google Plus. Thank you so much for joining me here. I know some of you, it's probably midday where you are, but thank you. Call at 2425. Thank you. I see you here, and I'll call query. You're still hanging in there. Thank you so much for being here today. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Pass the show along. Come back and listen as you need it. So until next time, I pray each and every one of you enough. And remember, you woke up this morning. You've already gotten one of your blessings God has planned for you throughout today. So be well. Be blessed. I'm C. Maria Wall. I'll see you next time. If you'd like to stay and just meditate for a while, I'll let the music play for a while before I end the show. Say a prayer, big one, small one. Give him praises first thing in the morning, this afternoon, wherever you are. Raise your hands and give him the praise. Raise your hands and welcome all of the gifts and the positive that God has for you. Raise your hands and say, God, I accept. I accept. I accept. And you'll feel that energy flowing to you and through you. Just call out to him. Raise your hands. Everybody within the power of my voice, raise your hands. Say, God, I accept. I accept. Raise your hands. Thank you, Jesus. Lord, you've been good to me. I've been through some rough patches. I've almost lost everything. Without realizing, as long as I had you, I had everything that I would ever need. And you have brought me a mighty long way. Amen, amen, amen. Some of you are hurting. If you ask him, he will give you the healing you need. Raise your hands and thank him. You woke up this morning. You're on your way wherever you are. Amen. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. My, my, my. I feel you. Wherever you are, I feel your presence. And I hope that as I reach out my hand, you can feel me. Pull the energy. I'm sharing mine with you, because when we gather together in his presence, in his name, he is with us. Amen. I'll let the music play until the end. You just spend a little time with God. Tell him all about your troubles. And thank him for how far he's brought you. And thank him for giving you another chance to move forward, to make things right, to ask for forgiveness, to forgive yourself. Amen. 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 Our time is coming to an end for the day. Be blessed, everyone. Go to the mirror and tell the person you see, hello, beautiful, wonderful, dynamic. Me. Tell that person that you see every day how wonderful they are and that they are a precious gem on the face of this earth. You know, no matter the color, the shape, the size, whether it has inclusions or not, guess what? A diamond is still a diamond. Your precious gems on the face of this earth. Never forget that. Have a beautiful, beautiful day, week, and beyond. Lord willing, I'll see you again soon.